You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
Hey, it's time for your boys in the morning here at Mix 100 to bring you a trending report. The Astros and the Braves won their baseball playoff games yesterday. Both of those teams are now just one win away from advancing to the World Series.
Hey.
Now, our beloved Denver Nuggets had a very tough order to start the season last night, playing the Suns down in Arizona. The Suns were in the NBA Finals just a few months ago, and they swept the Nuggets in the playoffs last year. But look at this. The Nuggets stormed back from a deficit to beat the Suns last night. Good start to the season.
Well done, boys.
And now they have their home opener tomorrow at Ball Arena, and we have more tickets for that game coming up in the Mindbender in just about an hour. Righteous. The Avs are in Florida tonight, hoping to turn things around for a game against the Panthers.
Yeah.
So I'm looking at this story, Mental Floss. I love the magazine called Mental Floss. I used to subscribe to it many years ago.
It's a great
fun
name.
Magazine. Do you like that magazine?
I do. It's a great. I love their name.
Yeah, they're really
fantastic.
Cool.
Yeah,
and they put out a bunch of interesting stories and lists. This one, they wanted to kind of collect the 20 most memorable moments from television talk show history. So, which ones can you think of off the top of your head? Can you think of any?
If you want memorable to get in the Wayback Machine, when that guy threw the chair on the Geraldo show and smashed his nose,
that's in the top 20.
Okay,
1988.
The Tom Cruise jumping on the couch.
2005.
And that's where I end it. I don't know anymore.
There's a couple more that will really jump out.
If you say them.
Like the number one on the list is Oprah's, you get a car.
Oh, yes.
You get a car. You get a car.
What were they? Pontiac G6s, I think.
Is that it?
I think so, yeah.
That was 2004. We're coming up on 20 years ago that happened, when Oprah gave everyone a car. There's really interesting backstory to all that about the number of people who got nailed with taxes for that.
Correct, yeah, because you got to pay taxes on those. Whoops.
But still. And then another one, the one that I don't know why, but I tend to quote it all the time, is from Dr. Phil, Cash Me Outside.
Oh, yeah.
How about that?
What's her name?
I don't know. We just know her as
the Cash Me Outside girl. Yes, she's fantastic.
That was 5 years ago.
Wow.
2016.
And she was a horrible little human, and she went on to make millions of dollars, like in the rap industry, and she put out a line of products or whatever.
And yeah, and she did some sort of social media thing. She had to be, what was it, 16 or 18? She had to be 18 before she could bank the social media, but
something
the day
like
she
that
turned 18, she made like $1 million.
She got
or something
that cash.
She got the cash. Outside.
I love Dr. Phil. I would just listen to two different podcasts with Dr. Phil, and I find him so delightful. There's
you
something
to
about
podcasts
his
with him.
There's a couple. He just had a couple interviews on a couple podcasts that I like, and there is something about that dude and his voice, and just listening to him talk, he is so soothing. I would do anything he asked me to.
I didn't know you were such a fan.
Here, I'll play
this
your
for
clip.
You.
Cash me outside, Dr. Phil.
That is a load of crap.
Yeah. He is a very, very wise man, though. Very smart businessman. So maybe I'll send you a couple of the links I was listening to.
I would listen to those.
His backstory is fascinating.
He was discovered, if you will, and launched by Oprah. Remember, he used
that's
to be
right
on her show, and that's
yeah
how
he was
got
talking
his
about that. He writes her two letters a year, handwritten letters still to this day, thanking her for his success.
For his multi-millions.
And for pushing him to the forefront of, you know, TV and everything, blah, blah, blah.
She's been a star
anyway
maker for a few people.
Yeah, yeah. It's cool stuff.
And she's been a star maker for a bunch of authors because of her Oprah Book Club.
That's right.
That's for sure.
Yep.
What else is trending, Jer?
Billie Eilish is in trending this morning. She's coming out with a fragrance next month. It's called Eilish. And she said, perfumes have been one of my greatest joys in life. And I've always wanted to make one. It's been one of the greatest joys in my life. The package is a bronze-colored bottle shaped like a woman's bust. Oh, my. As for the scent, it's going to be a mix of creamy vanilla, rich cocoa, and soft spices. What are
soft spices? What's a soft spice?
You spices have gone soft! I don't know, man. And it's a it's an ambery color. I don't know. Whatever. Billie Eilish fragrances.com. $68. $68, and you can smell like Billie. Yeah. Very soon, Dom, very, very soon, you might be getting your Viagra from the sky, buddy. Walgreens and a company called Wing, which is a division of Google, they have teamed up to bring out drones, and they're testing out prescription drone deliveries right now. Out in Texas, the Dallas-Fort Worth area, they've been zipping them back and forth, I guess, the past week or so. They were processing orders at the Walgreens. They load the packages onto the delivery drones from Wing, and off into space they go, and they show up at your house, and they the little drone, you open your mouth, and it pours the pills right in. They've been doing test flights. Actually, this story says since June, so they're getting pretty good at it, it sounds. And if everything goes well here in Texas, they're saying commercial service coming in the next few months around the country. You get your pills zipped right to your house. So that's kind of cool. Here's a rumor alert this morning. Facebook, I guess, is planning on rebranding itself with a new name focused on the metaverse, Dom, which I'll explain in a second. But supposedly the company plans to announce the new name next week, and they want to be known for more than just social media, according to reports.
Okay, so what are they going to be
called? This metaverse, we don't know. That's the thing. It's like it could be coming out next week, supposedly. This is all rumor mill because Facebook isn't confirming nor denying right now. But this whole metaverse refers to, it's like an effort to combine virtual and augmented reality technologies into an online realm. This is total nerd stuff here. It's a space similar to the internet where you have a digital avatar and you can actually walk around and interact with each other in real time. So you could gather all your avatars together and have a work meeting, and then you can wander over to a virtual Starbucks afterwards and have a virtual coffee with a friend. Like, this is where things are headed, it sounds like. So Facebook right now is really going to start focusing on that, the virtual world with all of your fake friends.
I don't think I want Zuckerberg in charge of
that. I don't
stuff.
Either, man. This is going to get ugly.
That's
I just
concerns me.
Quickly, it's International Nacho Day. 81% of people love nachos. 3% of people say, I only eat nachos when I'm drunk. Well, you're an idiot. Enjoy them while you're sober, man. And then I saw this headline today, and I was like, yeah. The largest candy corn factory has been hacked.
What?
Yeah! So it's some candy company out in Chicago, and they make the Brock's candy corn, which is 85% of the candy corn that is released comes from this factory. And I guess earlier this month, they were hacked. It was a ransomware attack. But the hack, this story says it did disrupt production. The company's still restoring everything, but sadly, it doesn't sound like there's going to be any candy corn shortages this year.
Why you got to be such a hater on candy corn?
God, it's the worst. It's like eating a candle.
I like candy corn.
It's disgusting.
Don't you like to eat, nibble like the little tip of it off first?
No, it's so childish. Let's do this OnlyFans story later. We'll get into that. That's pretty good. And then real quick, I got to give you your Fat America. Ready Whip, the whipped cream company, they're coming out with a new Swiss Miss flavor. So your whipped cream is going to taste like hot chocolate.
I'm in.
Spray that right into my mouth. Clickbait me, Dom. Head on over to our Facebook page. It's Dom and Jeremy on the FB. It is a feel-good story today, a true feel-good story. Talking about a couple out in Iowa in their late 90s, they recently celebrated their 77th wedding anniversary. They were married in 1944, but here's the thing. They didn't get any pictures back then of their wedding. So the nurses who helped care for them organized a photo shoot with these two. It's Royce and Frankie King. He's 98. She's 97. He put on his old Air Force uniform. It still fits him. They found an old vintage wedding dress from the 1940s for her and did a little photo shoot. And it's the cutest thing you're going to see all day.
Adorable.
It is so heartwarming. Check it out on our Facebook, Dom and Jeremy.
Clickbait.